England manager Gareth Southgate has criticised fans for booing Joe Gomez last night. The defender was confronted by Raheem Sterling on Monday at the team's hotel after tensions boiled over from the previous day's Premier League match. Sterling was subsequently dropped for last night's 7-0 Euro 2020 qualifier win over Montenegro as punishment. Southgate says the supporters are a disgrace for targeting Gomez.
The whole thing was put to bed the other day. Joe had done absolutely nothing wrong. No England player should ever be booed when they're wearing the shirt, ever. You know, all of the players are particularly disappointed with that. I'm hugely disappointed for him.
Tottenham's 17-year-old striker Troy Parrott made his international debut last night for the Republic of Ireland in a 3-1 win against New Zealand. He quickly caught the attention of West Ham defender Winston Reid after clipping his heels as he tracked back. The Kiwi made it clear to Parrott he wasn't happy. Manager Mick McCarthy thinks the incident will have been a good learning experience for the youngster.
Oh, he can handle himself. I don't doubt that. I mean, when he tracking back and he tackled their centre-half and he got all upset, the centre-half. But I just made a point to him, well done, that's what it's about, because they're going to kick him all over the place. So, welcome to men's football.
There were incredible scenes in the NFL last night when the Cleveland Browns' Myles Garrett attacked the Pittsburgh Steelers' Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. Having tackled the quarterback, the tussle between the pair continued long after the play. Garrett then ripped Rudolph's helmet off and started swinging it widely at his head. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says his teammate's behaviour was a disgrace.
I don't care, rivalry or not, we can't do that. That's just endangering the other team. It's inexcusable. He knows that. I hope he does now. It's tough. The reality is he's going to get suspended. We don't know how long, and that hurts our team. It's inexcusable.
And England's cricketers lost an early wicket in reply to New Zealand A in their final warm-up match before the Test series starts. Rory Burns went for 14 as the tourists close on 26 for 1 in Whangarei. They're 276 runs behind after New Zealand A declared on 302 for 6.